Aussie icons. Their blood, sweat and tears, their struggles and their legacies.
That's a knife.
Telling me. Great.
The men and women who shaped our great southern land. Sometimes it takes a bolt of lightning to truly perceive the landscape. And despite the shock and fear, it's the clarity and grace that truly endure. In 1991, family and friends gather for the funeral of Melinda Goolagong. For daughter Yvonne, this is not only a moment of grief for the loss of her mother, but also a moment of great realization. On seeing the rituals of her Aboriginal people, Yvonne Goolagong received a form of epiphany. When she started playing tennis as a youngster with her brothers and sisters, the sport didn't even have a name for them. In the country town of Bellerin, New South Wales, she played with a slat of wood from an apple crate and rubber balls until a kindly resident encouraged her to play on the local courts. Her talent was obvious, and at the age of 13, her whirling success was set in motion when she left her home and family to train with top coach Vic Edwards in Sydney. 6 years later, at 19, she was champion at Wimbledon. And despite a tendency to go walkabout in the latter stages of matches, she became a force in world tennis during the 1970s and early 80s, winning seven Grand Slam singles titles. A success on and off the court, her outgoing personality made her many fans and friends. She married Robert Corley and for 8 years lived in the US, even opening a nightclub at one point. At the death of her mother, however, a 20-year international whirlwind of energy was illuminated in a flash of light. Goolagong Corley, as she was now known, rediscovered her roots. Although always claiming to steer clear of politics, Yvonne Goolagong became a prominent advocate for Aboriginal issues, becoming the champion for various programs, causes and events, making sure that she's not the sole benefactor of her success.
We have the Indigenous Goolagong Development Camp. It targets all the best Indigenous players from around Australia who are actually playing tournaments, but not just about becoming better tennis players, but coaches and administrators, so we can get more Indigenous kids playing tennis.
Today, the eager determination of Goolagong Corley stands as a role model for Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians alike. Despite the odds, the background, or the lack of a tennis racket, an energetic and positive spirit will always bend fate in its favour. Yvonne Goolagong, another Aussie icon. This is Australia.